Okay, so Rabbi Sai, just before we go to what we were planning to learn today, and our limud is, as every day, the Zchus Refu Shlema of Yosef Dov Ben Chai, L'Besorich Shal Chol Yisrael, just a case in point, because it's always useful to... So two people speaking in a certain shul, I'm not going to mention the names of the people, I'm not going to mention the place, and then you can't identify who they are. But two people were speaking today after davening. Two people were speaking today, Reuven speaking to Shimon, today, after davening. And one says to the other, did you go to the chasna last night? So the other one said, no. Whichever chasna, Did you go to the chasna? No. So did you go? So he said, yes, I went. So he said, no, how was the chasna? Crazy. Ridiculous. He said, do you know how many droshas there were? There was about four droshas, And not only four droshas, The Rabbonim don't know where to stop. One of them spoke for 25 minutes. He said, What?
Not fair.
Not fair. Taka not fair. Okay, a taka ridiculous. And somebody else told me that he went to a chasna in Gateshead recently, where somebody got up and spoke for 40 minutes at a chasna, So the question is, so the question is that Lashon Hara? Are you speaking about the Rabbonim? About that particular Rav?
No, but some people like a 40-minute rosh, so it can be good.
I don't think that when he said that somebody went on for 40 minutes at a chasna, that he was giving him a compliment.
It's only an observation.
It's an observation.
Yes, you would take it, you could either like it or you'd not like it. It's just an observation.
Okay, that's true of Torah Weishiorim. Some people like particular shear, some people don't like particular shear, some people think it was great, some people don't. But that's a shear where you're supposed to have a shear. Yeah. Right? At a chasna, they're always supposed to get up and give a brocha. They're supposed to say a dvartoya, give a brocha, mazel tov, five minutes, ten minutes. But they get up and speak for 25 minutes. When he was saying it as a criticism. Is it Lashon Hara? And he mentioned the name of the Rav, who spoke for 25 minutes to the chasna.
It's a personal opinion.
What?
It's his personal opinion.
Okay, fine. But most people, I think when he was saying it in order to, as a criticism.
He's saying his opinion.
Okay, I think myself, and I might be wrong and you might correct me.
Yeah.
I'm just, thinking on my feet because this happened this morning after davening. I'm thinking to myself that you've got the head of Ape Tlosser. It was done in public. There's 300 people at the chasna. And they all heard the Rosha, the Rosha. They all heard the Drosha. They all heard the Drosha. They all heard the Rosh speaking for 25 minutes. That was a Biden moment. Absolutely. So I think there's 300 people there, and therefore it's public knowledge. Everybody knows about it. People are speaking about it. There's probably 10 people in shul this morning who were speaking about it, saying, how didn't it go on? But I think that after that, the comment that was added after that saying, these Rabbonim don't know where to stop, now suddenly you're criticising a category. Right? We've learned that you can't criticise Gantz Klal Yisrael, and you can't criticise a sect, and you can't criticise a group of people. Lashon Hara is not only about an individual. We learned it from Yishai HaNovi, who was criticised because he said, Ki am tameis fosai, besoich am tameis fosai manoichi, that I live amongst the people, and he criticised the people, and that was, you can't criticise Klal Yisrael. So I think, I'm just thinking on my feet of what happened this morning, without looking anything up, that I think that because it happened in public in front of hundreds of people, I don't think there's Nisa Lashon Hara speaking about it. It's probably not nice and not a right thing to say it. If you mean to criticize Rabbonim, that's not a good thing to do. But I think it's held Hilchas Lashon Hara that the actual discussion about the Drosha last night is okay. But to add to that the criticism of Rabbonim in general and saying as a category they don't know where to stop, they get up and they go on and on and on, and they don't realise, they don't understand the way people are thinking when they're listening to the Drosha, that is probably Lashon Hara.
Sorry?
No.
because the next rule in Toyeles, which we started learning yesterday, is you've got to go and speak to the Rav.
Started the Torahway in North West London, Toyeles, Friday, Bor Tammuz, 12th of July, Rabbi Yitzchok Menachem Blau, Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Torah is sponsored jointly by family Dudi Rosenberg, the Tzimtzum Nesuma Ben Tzion Moshe Rosenberg and Goldie Feldman. Chasta took place last Monday. Yiroten Shivnu Bais Neman B'Yisrael Hashem B'Shilot, and also by families Kaufman and Kraus. Glenn Nishmas Beilet Bas Moshe Le Ashoy B'Ziyatza was last Sunday. It was Chus Ashevoyim V'Achayorem V'Mekomo Shem Tzulim V'Tayim L'Shalom B'Meiro.
Amen.
This week's parsha, Parshas Chukas, Zois Chukas HaTorah, following Parshas Korach, which started out with Korach, with the Machloikas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then verifying that the Levir goes to the Levim, get their part, and it finishes, if the Levim should do their job, V'loi Somusu, they will guard, and then by Yidaber Hashem LeMoshe, Vel Aaron Neimoy Zois Chukas HaTorah. So the Baraturim already notes a justification. I mean the smichus of the parshias, and he says Zois Chukas HaTorah. He says Somach. He put close that Chukas HaTorah to the parsha of Lois Somusu to tell us that the Chukas of Lois Somusu is Torah, is Chukas Chaim, and if you have the Torah, then it will be Lois Somusu. He says, I would like to start with somebody just brought to my attention a Kriya from the Me'etzes Gedoy La'Torah from Chutz La'aretz, from America. So I think it would be pertinent for today. Yom Shishi, the Parshas Chukas. Again, somebody sent me this, printed me out this thing. It's in English and in Loshon HaKodesh, Dog Zero Si Reise. It was written on Yom Gimel on Tuesday, but it's Nogea today. It's regarding, this is the decree of Torah, in English and in Lashon HaKodesh. Bekitz, it's telling us, it quotes the Mogen Avrohom in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, which is brought down by the Mishneh Berurah, and brings the Shem Tanya Rabossi, who is also quoting the Shiboy Laleket, Rabbi Yomel Al-Roifer, who lived in the year, the beginning of the Dalet Alofim, which is now, it's very easy, it was Dalet Alofim Dalet, so it's just seven, it's 780 years ago, because now we're paid David, and he's talking about the decree of the Talmud. So I just say, B'yoyim Shishi de Pashas Chukas, we have the translation that on the Friday of the week of Pashas Chukas was established for generations a day of fasting due to the calamities that occurred on that day. And he brings the Talmud to Tanya Rabossi, and they said that now, that basically they're saying that now there is a Gzeira, this is the Mertes Gdei La'Torah in America, they say that now we come to matters pertaining our present time, a generation, numerous troubles and severe decrees have arisen against the Am Hashem in general, specifically targeting the Torah and its scholars, young children learning Torah, and that's why they propose that the din is, they're not saying anybody should fast, but the Yechidim would fast on day. At least they're saying, we should say, the Kapitel Achtinim, they give six Kapitel Achtinim, which will talk to Soro, Kapitel Yud Gimel, which is Alona Hashem, and Kapitel Ayin Test, Mizmei Lo Osof, talking about the Golas, and then Mizmei Pei, which talk about the Geula, Hashem Tzvokes, and the Shir Lama Alois, Shir Hama Alois, and Kuf Mem Beis, the Kapitel Achtinim, which they advise to say, which is all daven. So I think, at least, we'll just talk about it, mention this, because it is the Kriya. And again, it's if there is a tainus, the Gemara says in the beginning, that somebody should say Divrei Kivushim. So just talk about the situation. So just to a general run of what happened over there, just historically. So I made a photocopy of the Tanya Rabossi, and the Tanya Rabossi quotes verbatim as we said, the Shuvayla Leket. And he talks about the Sreifa Satira. Now, it happened many, many times over the generations that the Goyim would burn the Talmud. The first time it happened was, we'll just mention his, it's a shul here, it was ND. He was a Talmud in Yeshiva. And in Tof Tof Kuf Pei Hei, which is Tof Kuf Pei Hei, which would be 1225, he was there, he was thrown out of Yeshiva because he was a heresy, heretical. He went I think the original OTD, as Americans like to say, he went completely off the derech, he became a mumma, he went to Louis the Ninth, IX is the Ninth, right? Louis the Ninth, and he went to say the Talmud is full of blasphemy against their Messiah, and he made a whole thing, and then they moved three G'doyle Yisrael, I remember two of them at the moment, Rabbi Chilmi Paris, and Rav Moshe Sami Kusi, Kutzi as he's around the Hebrew, Sami Kusi, Rav Moshe Mikuti, the Smag, they had a Bikuach, officially debate about whether Talmud is okay or not, and then of course they won the debate, but didn't make a difference, and they burnt the Talmud. It was Hebrew, the Mogram says Chof Kroinus 20 wagon loads, he says 24. 24 wagon. Now we have to understand, it's not like nowadays you just type in the Kunte, press a button, print. Everything, first of all, there was no paper. So you had to write the parchment. Then you had to ink. It wasn't like you take a biro and you just write, dip into the ink, take the thing, you broke it, took it. An enormous amount of time to write something. Now again, there was no print. It was before Gothenburg was invented. We're talking about now Dalad Alofim, Hey. Hey Alofim Dalad, I'm sorry. Hey Alofim Dalad, 700, nothing there. Everything. Now I don't know if anybody ever tried to wrote of a piece of Gemara. You look backwards and forth a few times, and it always ends up with mistakes. So it was very painstakingly written over, till it written, and it was only took year, look, ages, and that was all they had. And they took their Baal Talmud. Now, the Sreifa wasn't against Svarim. They let me have Mishnayis, they let me have Chumashim. It was against one thing, the Talmud. And if you noticed, in many times in Shas, where it says Rashi, it always says Shas, it doesn't call Talmud. It's called Talmud, but they even made a decree, you're not allowed to mention the word Talmud. And if you ever come across Rashi and tries, the Ko'oma Bekula Shas, it's supposed to be the Kula Talmud, but the censor didn't let us use the word Talmud even, because Eish Dos Lomoy is Talmud. The main Limud, the main connection, the main Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Torah uplifts a person, connects a person, is the Talmud, is the Gemara. That's the main thing. And the decree was against the Gemara. Now it took an enormous amount of time to take it until they got it together, and it took 24 wagon loads of Gemaras. And like it was a Churban Gadol HaMoed, and in Yom Shishi it was Tes Tamuz, which is not a good day, because according to the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that Tes Tamuz is the day that the Bais Rishon Hufka Achoyma, at least according to the Bavli, but Yishrami has a different shitta, mentioned in Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, but that day was a bad day. But they decided, no, we're not going to make it the day of Tes Tamuz, we're going to call it Yoim Shishi LeParshas Chukas. Favos, why? Pourquoi, as they say in French. So he mentioned, because they made a Tanis Cholam, and they said it's, they came, the answer in Tanis Cholam, Zois Chukas HaTorah Do Gzeiras Iraisa. It's a Gzeira on the Torah. So since it's the day, like a time with a strict Nevuah, because we don't have Nevuah nowadays, there's no Ruach HaKodesh, but there is, for those who know to make it, a Shinas Cholom, and they got back the answer, Do Gzeiras Eiraisa, it's a Gzeira on the Torah, and they figured it's a Gzeira on the Torah, so they made a Kavias. For those that are too fast, it's Do Gzeiras Eiraisa, Gzeira on the Torah, on Yom Shishi, LePashas Chukas, and they should make a tainis for Yechidim, and it's a day of just, you know, realize, recognize what's going on this day. This is just, in a nutshell, what is the basic set in the Tanya Rabosi. Now, just to explain, what has it to do with the Parah Aduma? There's a famous letter from the Ramchal. The Ramchal, he was disallowed, he was prohibited to say his days. He was a young man, he was like something special, and he was saying murderous things, and they said if they're going to excommunicate him if he continues saying. So he had so much to say, and he couldn't say it. But his Rebbe, the Marie Bassan, Rebbe Shai Bassan, was his Rebbe, and he asked him, and so he said, oh, Rebbe, I got to tell you, because you're my Rebbe, but otherwise I'm not allowed to talk. And we're talking about Tov Tzadik Aleph, which is 1731, Lemisporoim, or as I like to say, from the birth of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was born in year 00, as Kiyodua. So from this, it was 1731, and there was a Xeras Sreifas HaTalmud in Italy. And he writes a letter here, to his Rebbe, Al Asher Sha'alani, what you asked me, you referred to me, Al Inyan Xeras HaSforim, Asher Bedinas HaKoyma, referring to the popes, Kva Yodua, Ani Meshachti Yodi. I mean, I can't talk about these things. But you, I have to say, Lo Yem Ken Kuretur Osoi, because you're my Rebbe, and this is a big thing. And he says, it happened in that year. Now, it's very interesting to note the date over here. It's very interesting. This date was written, this was written later, but this is Chof Beis Ir, Shnas Hei Tzadik Aleph. There was a gzera in Rome to burn the Talmud. Why do I say it's an interesting day? Because when something comes round, it comes round again. And now just 80 years ago, Chof Beis Ir, Tovshin Dalet, that's when the transportations from 600,000 Hungarian Jews went. It went from Chof Beis Ir till Tammuz, murdered, burnt Al Kiddush Hashem. And I just saw the date Chof Beis Ir, wow, like sometimes things go around. Then there was a Gzera. Now we're in Shishi Pashas Chukah. It's interesting to know it was Chof Beis Ir that day. And I didn't check more history days, but I think it's the W2A. It's the transportations from unser Zedus Mishpochas that were Hungarian Jewry, 600,000 at least, were murdered, burnt out, Kiddush Hashem, started on Chof Beis Ir. And it was a straight for the Talmud. Why am I saying this? Because he gives a reason. He says, what's happening? What's Sefer Sapphira? He says a very deep, esoteric reason about the Sefer Sapphira. What's Paraduma? He says sometimes there's a Gzer Lam Yisrael, and they have to Chas V'Shalom be annihilated. And we see Paraduma is a kapora for the Chet HaEgel. After Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe us out. B'yom Pokot B'Gati, Moshe Rabbeinu Davened. So he said, okay, I have an alternative. Sreifas Paraduma. And he explains, the Ramchal explains, that whenever there's a gzeir on Am Yisrael, chasu kaviyochol, if we were permitted to say such things, kaviyochol, as Rashi says in Yuma, if we would be allowed to say this, then I'm saying it. That's a rejoinder, I think it's called, that just to say, I can't say it, but that's kaviyochol. He says, the Shechina says, okay, I'll take care of you, Am Yisrael. And instead of the gzera to wipe out Am Yisrael, take a paraduma, strafe a paraduma, that soda paraduma, that is to save Am Yisrael. That was as long as the Beis HaMikdash was kaim. In the Churban, we have no Beis HaMikdash. Zokter, he says, Ke'ein adova b'loi shoyresh, v'soy zoi shulchas ha'toyre, do gzera se reise, soy da dova is paraduma, sh'ashchine, he says, m'yseres atzmo, L'sreifas hadin ha'chozok, to save Am Yisrael. And that brings the Taira. And he said, this is, we need a Taurus. That's only Bisman Bisamidosh. Aber in our Zeit, in unserer Zeit, kiven shechova beis ve'ein poro, hutzucho ha'toiro atzmo b'avnisino rabin li'moselakach. He says, the Torah cover Yochel. And I just want to point out, I've heard this from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. He said it from the Goyen, I think, that the Torah in Loshon HaKodesh is face to face, it's like open. Targum is like backward, acharayim, sort of like in an introverted way, in the other way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Nisyachas. Bisman bisamidosh, it's zois chukas ha'toyro. V'loi somusu, why won't you die? The connection is because zois chukas ha'toyro. Bring a paraduma. If we're in a situation of targum, acharayim as they call it, then it's targum, it's dog, zeira, so yiraisa. The Torah itself is being nisraf. He says, and he's doctor, if he wouldn't say, Dvorm Shi Epshel Oimrom. So the Torah itself, Limose King Lisrefo Ba'avu Yisroi, Veze Metaken Gam King Golus HaToyro. As we know, when Titan Chatzois, as the Rizal say, or when we tie three things, the Churban Beis HaMikdash is three things. The Beis HaMikdash was burnt. Tzadikim were killed. And the Torah is nimsa l'chitzonim. We don't have the Torah direct. As we all say in davening, sheyivona beis hamikdash b'meira v'yemeinu, v'sechel keinu v'sechel secho. We are missing a chelik in Torah, a clarity, a straightforwardness. I mean, that's why Rabbi Akiva's man HaGolosh, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't understand his Torah, because he was like in a backward way, targum dik away, that we're missing. So, golos ha-Torah, there's missing the Torah, that's why the Torah itself. And that's why I mentioned Chof Beis Ir. Then the Torah was still around, was mois and nefesh for Am Yisrael. So, yeah, the Torah was burnt, so Ramchal said, do something. In Topshin David, the Torah wasn't burnt. So Nebach Am Yisrael, a big chelik of Am Yisrael, it's nothing stand. I mean, it's just... So if we come to Yom Shishi, Pashas Chukas, and the Gdolim in America, they cited, they said, you know, this is, as they write the word to quote them, pertinent for our time. They feel, I mean, we're living in Golis, and it's all world, there's Gzeres Chinuch all over. I didn't vote, I don't know what's going on here, but who knows with the education over here, offset, I think, off something, it's off, anyway, but There's something going on here as well. It's our children, it's our Einiklach, our Ur-Einiklach, it's our future. Whether we like it or not, the children are our future. And what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, in America, in England, who also know, it's dangerous. And the Gedolim decided to sort of Gzeres Reisa. It's a warning sign. So today, of course, we don't just sit and, I mean, we know that every time we make a tefillah and we miss Ira, it's because we see there is something to do. We want to mechatik. It's not okay, oh, it's so terrible, we give up. We don't give up. So when here there's a paraduma, we bring a paraduma. When you hear there's a sefer Soteris, so Ramchal gives Eitzah, sit and learn. Don't act like the goyim. Do what you're supposed to. Be mechatik yourself. And that's what we're trying to do. So if today we hear there's going to be a situation of a Sreifa Satira, the Gdoilin decided the Sreifa Satira, so, and they're advising us to the Mispal, so, you know, like, what exactly can we do? What should we do? What can we do? And we have no Novi, and besides the Mispal, but, you know, I think we're trying to understand to do something. So I would just take an idea. I think the word in English, if I'm not quoting, is to propose an idea. I would like to I hope that's the right word. I would to propose an idea. He quotes, again, he has it's in Igeris HaMerchal, Igeris Peivog. He has a whole arichas about it. Just, he says one has to learn day and night, not act like the goyim. People are copying the goyim. It's the regular run-of-the-mill Musa that's still, I think, pertinent nowadays as well. It's still the Geya. But he says he quotes a posik. And I thought maybe just Kedai, worthwhile to see this posik, because it's a nevuah from Yeshaya HaNovi, and maybe it will just give us some sort of an awakening call to what we're doing. He quotes a posik in Yeshaya Ches, and the posik he quotes is Tzoyer Te'uda. Tzoyer means to count, to be Mekasha. Tzoyer, to count. Tzoyer B'yodecho. V'tzayr To'a Kesa B'yodecho. Tzoyer Te'uda, this testimony. Chasoyim Toiro B'limudoy. So Rashi explains, the Nevuah is, Kshoyer, do you take my warning, I saw my warning, and the Torah is, it's talking about Limud HaTorah, Chasoyim Torah Lev Limudei, the Torah should be learning Torah. And he says, that is Chasoyim Torah too, V'chikisi LaHashem, and I'm hoping that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ramasti Ponov Mibeis Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hest upon him, as Rashi says, this is the biggest hest upon him. And Rashi says over here, this is, I would say, the famous last lines of my father, the Zechon Rocha, because my father, many people will know, was nifted in the middle of a drosha, and he was quoting this posuk. In the Agudah Convention, this is almost 29 years ago, and he said, he was talking this, Ein lechon nevua kosher, ka'us ashor, when Moshe said, v'onoichi asti asti ponai, ba'yemahu, hest upon him, we don't see. So he said, Zechikisi la'ashem, hine onoichi velodim, so Rashi says, hey, ma talmidim, Shechavivim alai, they're favored by me like children, you lo'oisus umoivsim. Our hope, our only hope is the Tiskayim Torah b'Yisrael al Yodah. So this is the pasuk he quotes. He quotes, take this, tie this, be makash with this warning, this testimony, and no, Torah, take the Torah, and our only hope in the hest upon him, our only hope of hest upon him is the kivisi loy, hinne yonuchi v'ayolodim, ashanosanin, Li Hashem, Bergabi, the Ois and Waves and the sign, be throwing me Hashem. So just to get a little background over here in the Pesukim in Yeshaya, it starts. But Yosef Hashem Daber Alai Oid Leimo. Yeshaya has a nevuah, a prophecy, and he says, Yan, because since Ha'omoas, Ha'omazes, Me'ashiloyach. Me'ashiloyach is referring to the Malchus of Chizkiyahu Melech, Malchus Beis David. And Chizkiyahu Melech, we're not eating too much, we're just sitting and learning. And the Messiahs that were happy, Ritzinu ben Ramalyo, as Rashi calls, they had good gegessen. They made a feste toyamer, what it's called nowadays. They were really into it. He said they would eat a boim so goizlois bikinu achsuda. He said, people said, wow, they're enjoying this world. They're enjoying it. They're eating, drinking, drink and be merry and not worry about dieting. They're just enjoying themselves. And the people said, well, you know, let's go with them. So this is a warning. Don't leave the Torah. Don't leave. Lochein, hine Hashem ma'al aleihem esmeno. You want to act like the goyim, Hashem yirachem? Mei noha atzumim, which is a reference to the goyim, as Rashi explains, I'm going to bring upon them the goyim. V'orakim is melech ashu. We talk about Sancheirev, he was like, he's going to overtake them. V'olal kol afikov, he'll go all the sides, v'olal ha'godoisov, he'll spread over. V'cholav be'yehudo, v'shotav, he's going to go through the whole country. And he says, Royu Ami, you want to be friends of the Goyim? V'choytu, that'll be broken. Don't be friends with the Goyim. His Azru V'choytu, Utsu Eitzah V'sufa, you might want to make any Eitzah, or we should know. Dabru Dovo, you can talk to everyone, V'lo Yokum, Ki Imonu Kein, only with the Shechina. And he says, Cheskes Hayom, and he goes through the thing, Hashem Tzlokos is going to go with us. And he says, whoever goes, the Midrash is going to be ever Nigof, they're just going to fall, collapse, whole Arichas. And this he says, and this is your actions. People, not us. I mean, that's he's talking to Amishol. You want to go, they want to be like the Goyim. They want to act like the Goyim. The genesis of the enjoyments and the pleasures what the Goyim have, they're going to be overtaken. Tzoyer to Udo. By Kushet this testimony, Chasoyin Torah b'limudai only with l'mulude l'atirah. And our only hope, v'chikisi l'Hashem, hamastir ponov v'beis Yaakov, v'kivisiloi, my kivui, my hope, my hofunung is, hine anoichi v'yelodim v'talmidim, ashanosli Hashem. And then he goes on. So let's go to the stargazers, which was the media back in those days. Now we have a different sort of media, but it's the same thing, the oibus of Yudonim, it's all the same chiyuv mises, ha-metzafzifim ha-mahagim, you ever heard that ding, the dong, whatever it's called, the sides, you know, the metzafzifim ha-mahagim, ha-lui ha-manakov, yudrush ba-adachayim, la-toyra, so you should answer them. The goyim says, come be like, sounds, be like us. La-toyra, la-to-udo, he says, answer the goyim, we have a toyra, we have a to-udo, a testimony, as Rashi explains. It has no beginning. And he talks, Hashem, Yerachim is going to be the goddess. Then he says, we're going in the darkness, Am Yisrael. And as the Talchum in Parshas Noach says, this is talking about Torah Shabbat Ben, Limud Torah. It's darkness, it's hard, it's difficult. Whoever learns Gemara, as you're supposed to, it's difficult, it's hard. It's Torah Shabbat Ben is difficult. Torah Shabbat, they have to be kofu on Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat Ksav, says the Talchum, it's easy, it's Naaseh v'Nishma, ready to go. But Torah Shabbat Peh, that has to be kofarim hakagigis. And he says, then it brings this positive to Talchum in Parshas Noach, ha-hulchim ba-choshech, they're going to see ro oy godol. Yush ber tzalmoves, they're going to have oyr the light, no galim o-shainem. Hegis ha-goy, lo yigdal to-asimcho. And why? He has oil suboloi, as the Gemara Dashan, the oil, the soil that took on, undertook upon themselves the yoke of Ve'esmati Shichmoi from Chizkianovi. They set in the Torah, Kigusso oil soyein barash, every midder connected midder. And the haftocha what he gives us is, Ki yeled yulad lonu, we're going to have, it's referring to Mashiach, Bein itan lonu, Vatihi amisroel Shichmoi, he's going to have the Mashiach, Vayikro Shmoi. Vayikroshmoi pele yoyetz kelgiboy aviatzar shaloim. This is the Torah at the end of that Torah from Parshas Yisroi, and it's taken out of context the pasuk there. But it's talking about Mashiach. It's a reference. He's going to send Hashkuri. It's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu or the Shliach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If yes, it's difficult. Golus is hard. Golus is difficult. There's so many things trying to be. Mefata us, pitui is to pull us in, to seduce us. I hope it's the right word. Seduce us is the right word. Entice. No, by the way, it's very interesting to notice. There's two words in Lashon HaKodesh, which is have the same. The two words in Lashon HaKodesh will have the same targum. Ki yefate ish, yefate, and ki yovik. Both of them is yishtadi. Yeovik, like Yaakov Avinu was veovik ishnimoi, vayishtadel ishnimoi. Ki yifate ish naro, ki yishtadel. It's all one thing. Hishtadel can come as an act of vayeovik, and vayishtadel can come as an act of ki yifate. They go two ways. They can come, but I mean, usually try, I think it's the stick and the carrot or something, I think, whatever. So, Yemin v'smoy. It's they both of them. It's both yishtadim. It's both the same thing. It come nice, come see, there being one thing. So we should know if there's that is going to happen. So it's going to be a pitui against us on the goyim. It's going to be pitui. So keneged them, we have haftocha. It's hard. It's difficult. We know. And this is I'm just saying this because today is Yom Tov, Parshas Chukas. We have gzeres ha'raisa, what they're going against the Torah. It's hard. It's difficult. But we know if we have our perspective, our focus, we know this is the emes, and it's difficult. We have the nevuah to tell us, we've seen it in history, we've seen it before, we know where we're heading, we know where it's all about. This is our chizuk. So we'll say the Tehillim, but it's not saying the Tehillim, it's realizing, yes, I'm doing something, I'm planning to do something, I want to do something, I'll be mechazik. I'll be mechazik myself, in my Torah, in my Yiras Shamayim, in not acting like the Goyim, in having to know what is the Ikke and what is the Tofel. Everybody knows the truth. I mean, just a little bit of misinterpretation. Sure, we know it. Just to realize, to internalize it, just to focus on the right thing, which I think today might be the right day. And as he said, if we take that, this is the Tzoyer Tu'udo, Chasoyim Tu'ira Belimudoy. And he says, if we do that, then we know. Lemar be hamisro ul sholoi menkeit. Losh sroro lemar be hamisro. The Melech Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a lot of mission. It's going to be the powerful Melech ul sholoi menkeit. It's going to be an everlasting peace. Le sholoim enkeit. And this is going to be al kisei David. He's going to sit on the kisei David v'amamlachto in his kingdom. Le hochi noisi to prepare it. Le sadu v'mechazik v'mishpot v'tzoko. And this is me'ato. The Adoilom, this will be forever and ever. And this is going to be why? Kinas Hashem Tzvokois Ta'asazois. That's the end of this Nevoah. And as Rashi explains, what is this Kinas Hashem Tzvokois? Shekine Litzioin Asher Yoatzol Aromu Pekach. That the Goyim are Makane on Tzion. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Soiro. That the Goyim are the Goyim and the ones who are going like the Goyim are going against the Torah. On the Torah, they're weakening the Yisoidus of the Torah. If we are Machazik, we keep our perspective. We know what we're supposed to. We're going to try. Unuichi v'hayelodim. We're going to try. And I think the best is a personal way we act. That is the best. Teacher, the West influences the way we do. What's important, what we give over is important. Because this is the future of Am Yisrael. Our children, our Enitlach, our Urenitlach, that is the future of Am Yisrael. That's, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in the world and this is what we have to give over. This, the Kait, the Shalshelis, the chain, what we receive from our Rebbes, we receive from our fathers, we receive from generation to generation, and we're just taking this and giving it over, Be'ez Hashem, giving over to the next generation, that this is the Torah is the Ikke, the Limud HaTorah the Ikke, the Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Ikke, this is the main thing. You can enjoy yourself. You can be good, but just get the main thing. What is the main thing? Do not be influenced by the Goyim. They mean you're bad. They mean to go against you. Don't fool yourselves. I just like to say an episode that we shouldn't fool ourselves. A couple of years ago, there was a king who wanted to kill a rabbi, a rov. And he wanted to kill Rav, and his daughter looked out the window, and his daughter said, "Daddy, don't kill him. I like him." Or to use the most abused word in the English language, "I love him." So, well, anyway, I know how do you say you make stop or cut? Just imagine that would have gone through. They would have made in Yad Vashem, Chsido in Soilom, this woman saved the rabbi. But what really happened? We say it on Yom Kippur. We say it on Tisha B'Av. "I like him, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godoy. He looks so nice." The father said, "Well, I'm sorry, I have to kill him." So he says, "Well, just the skin off his face. Just peel it. And that's how she'll kill him." If a goy ever tells you they like you, means they want to peel the skin off your face. That's what they do. There is no such thing. We learn from Rabbi Shmuel about goy and godel. That's what they want to do to us. No goy ever liked that halacha b'yudua she'eis of soynes Yaakov. He hates us. And they're ahavo. He looks so nice. They want to peel the skin till they come to Mokem Atfilin, which is the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Netz Yotzon Yishmosoi. That's what we'll do to us. Don't fool ourselves. We have enough. We went through enough and almost 1,956 years of Golos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shittas Rashi. So we've had enough. We know what's going on. Be'ez Hashem. We'll be Meschazik. It's Taka Oyr Choshech. We'll see, it's Cholchum Vachoshech. We'll see Oyr Godoy. And Besiat Rishmaya will be Zoycha through this Oyr Godoy. We'll be Metakin our Maisim. This Gzero, this Reif Satur Be'ez Hashem will be denullified. We'll wake it out in Be'ez Hashem. We'll take a Bezoycha to Yeled Yulad Lonu. Lemar Bahas Misro Lesholem in Kate. And Bezoycha to he'll be sit al Kisei David Mamalachtoi. אביב צטוקו מעטו ועד אוי לום במהירו ויומנו עומד. By the way, the capital. You give me, I intest pay,
thought on the Sedra will go towards the end. Most many speakers spoke about the beginning of Zoschika Satera, but there is a very monumental event of Chet Maimarivo. And fascinatingly, if you medike in the Lushan of the Pusik, it says, this was after, in the aftermath of the complaints that they had nothing to drink. Please speak to the rock. And then the Pusik says, Venusan Meimov, the boulder or the rock shall give forth its water. Which is point number one for pondering. What does it mean, Venusan Meimov? Since when do stones carry within them water?
Pondering.
Pond. Oh. So he says, So that's question one. The fact that it says Venusan Meimov, which is an unusual phenomenon of stones containing water. And point two is the fact that he hit the rock twice. He raised his hand and he smote the stone and the rock twice. I mean, so Rashi explains that the first time tip in, it came out drop by drop, and then the second time it gushed forth. But, you know, to perform a miracle like this, why would it be necessary to hit it twice on the face of it? And in a miraculous event, once would have been more than enough. So I heard to my Zayda once a very nice thought. It's called more on the Sisrita, on the hidden part, as you'll see. The word Sela is comprised of three letters, Samach, Lamed, and Ein. Those three letters can be written, as you say, B'milu'om, in their full content, which means Samach. When you write the word samach of the letter, it's samach mem chuf. Lamed is lamed mem dalet. And ayin is written ayin yud nun. So each one of them have got the three letters, but within the three letters you take the central letter of each one. Samach contains a mem, lamed contains a mem, and ayin contains a yud, which read together the word mai. So therefore, Venusan Meimov means that inherently in the word Sela, you have the property of water. And that's why it had to be hit twice. Once to get the letters and to rid them of the external of the front. Twice to rid the letters on the other side. Venusan, therefore, gave forth Meimov, its inherent water, and this is what the remez was here, Alpi Seise, in a hidden way, that in this particular Sela, the Rebbein Shalom says, has its water. It just needs to be hit twice, one from each side. That was point one. Point two is from Rav Moshe Feinstein, is a very, very, I'll just say, chinuchtike insight, which he said, Belushin bit mir. I mean, we say it's a chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the terrible chet? That instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. Now, if you ask Mr. Average, ask a question, is there a huge difference and distinction between a miracle? Have you seen anybody recently speaking to rocks or hitting rocks and they suddenly gush forth with water? It really doesn't make that much of a difference. If you think of the miraculous event that was present there, whether you speak to it, but the Rebbein Shalom said, no, Yana Shalom Yamanta Bilak, Dishayni Leiner, there's no way this one would have been the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, and the other one is a reason for you and your brother not to go into Eretz Yisrael, something that you dreamed of. So Moshe Feinstein says, Moshe Rabbeinu is essentially the name he has, which is his title, is Rabbeinu is a teacher. Moshe is the quintessential, how do you say, symbol of someone who is teaching for future generations. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesirna, Mesura, etc. And therefore that Rabbeini, that attachment of him being a teacher, is something that Rabbi Moshe said, is what the Eibishter was trying to imply. You are going to speak to a rock, and this is something that may come forth in the generations to come. You might find that as a teacher and as a rabbi and as a chanach, you will be speaking and speaking, and you see that Mamash speaking to a stone. And therefore, I'm pointing out to you, don't give up. Carry on speaking. V'dibartem el ha-sela. And since Moshe didn't do that, that was not the Rabbein Shlomo's intention. He said that the Moshe Rabbeini was to infuse in future generations that a mechanach, a teacher, has to carry on communication. Talking. Now, I humbly added to that, that as far as the chinuch aspect is concerned, just remember one thing. You carry on talking. Talk to the pupil, talk to your disciple, talk to your community, be the pulpit driver, but don't hit the child. Mm. If you want to reach him and you want to get through to him, just talk, but don't hit. And since Reb Gersh is not here, so I'll allow you one more. He's here. Shai, end of story.
Good. You have to stop talking.
Yeah, Sam. Monday night, my youngest. This boy got my